thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. What I want to do today is to look at the lineage of Jesus. There's some interesting things that are in the lineage, and then tomorrow we will do the same. Instead of reading through the lineage, let me just begin talking about what these verses in Matthew 1, 1 through 5, the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. Let me tell you about this lineage that God puts in Scripture. When you look at Scripture, there's no need for Ancestry.com or 23andMe when it comes to tracing the lineage of Jesus. Both Matthew and Luke provide a detailed genealogy. You probably have not spent much devotional time in this portion of Scripture, but the inspired list of names contains important truth. Let's just go through them. First, Matthew gave Jesus' lineage through his legal father, Joseph, through King David, all the way back to Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. That's kind of fascinating about this lineage. Secondly, God made two great covenants with his people Israel, the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant. And Matthew included this genealogy to show that Jesus had the right lineage to fulfill both of these covenants. Thirdly, five women are included in this list, unusual additions for genealogies in Jesus' time. We will consider Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, and Ruth tomorrow. Each has an interesting story. When the fifth woman, Mary, is mentioned, an important change occurs. The genealogy repeated the father of, the father of, the father of, but when Matthew came to Mary, he said, of whom was born Jesus? Of whom is a feminine pronoun indicating that Jesus was the physical child of Mary, but Joseph was not his physical father. So even in the genealogy, we have the virgin birth described. And finally, Matthew did not list every individual in the genealogy, but chose to list 14 generations in three important historical periods: Abraham to David, David to the Babylonian exile, and then the Babylonian exile to Jesus. Matthew's genealogy answered the important question that the Jews would ask of the person who claimed to be the Messiah. Jesus is a royal descendant from King David and has the rightful lineage of the eternal king. Tomorrow we'll look at the second part of this lineage, but let's just pray today and thank God for allowing us so much information in these five verses. Father, this list reminds us that you are mindful of people, not as one big group, but each person individually. Thank you for the truth contained in this genealogy. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we know that Christmas can be a difficult time for a lot of different reasons, for many people. And we'd love to pray for you during this time. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.